6:15 the time on Talk Radio 790 KABC Royal Oaks. In for Doug McIntyre, along with Terry Ray Elmer with the news. And it's time to chat with our friend Jack Humphreyville. Almost got your name wrong, Jack.
Well, that wouldn't be the first time.
Well, Humphreyville, it is a nice, it has a ring to it, Humphreyville. And Jack Humphreyville writes for LA City Watchdog. It's citywatchla.com. And your issue today is one of the candidates for governor called it Jerry Brown's crazy train. You remember those commercials where the guy takes an axe and he chops the train in half? My theory is that's how he won the Republican primary.
Well, I can't speak to the Republican primary and, you know, how Kashkari won. But my issue with this is, you know, leaving aside the merit of the bullet train, it seems like we were sold a bill of goods back in 2008 when 53% of the voters approved Prop 1A, which authorized about $10 billion worth of bonds to finance the bullet train.
Mm-hmm.
At that point in time, they told us it was going to cost $33 billion. Well, a couple of years later, it became 98. That's only three times more.
Wow.
And then they revised it to say it's only going to cost 68 because they're going to use a bunch of the existing infrastructure around San Francisco and Los Angeles.
How could they get it wrong? How could it be 98 one day and 68 billion? Did they not know they had this infrastructure available?
Beats, you know, who knows what's going on at the California High Speed Authority? I mean, the people that are on it are not experts in this. They don't have the management expertise.
Well, that's reassuring. We're gonna let them spend $68 billion, but they're not really experts. They're kind of learning on the job.
That $68 billion is probably you probably have a few more goodies in there. One, it doesn't include going to Sacramento or San Diego or Riverside, and it may not include Anaheim. And, of course, I think you can expect some significant cost overruns knowing the state of California. But the problem that you have is that in the bond, in the actual documents, the stated time between Union Station down here and San Francisco is 2 hours and 40 minutes. Now the timing that they're expecting is about 50% more. It's going to be about 4 hours. So the time that we approved that was in the documents,
right,
you're just not going to be able to make it.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, 4 hours. You're kind of Burbank to San Francisco on Southwest kind of time there.
Well, yeah, but you're downtown to downtown, so you don't have to pay taxis and stuff like that. You don't have to go through the screening process out at LAX and all those types of goodies. So there's some merit to the system.
Right.
The other part is that the documents that say that there's supposed to be no operating subsidies. Well, that's not the case. The new estimates on ridership are significantly down. The cost and the revenues are down despite, you know, a doubling of the ticket prices. So, you know, so for example, they told us the prices were going to be $55 a ticket one way to San Francisco. Now it's $100. The ridership is down, I think, from 30 million to 10 million. I don't have those exact numbers. So, one, the system's going to cost more. Two, it's going to need subsidies. And three is that the documents say that the financing has to be complete. And the state has no clue how they're going to come up with the $68 million, $68 billion to finance this thing.
Amazing.
They only have $10 billion of bonds. The federal government, which I think people were anticipating ponying up for a good chunk of this, the new, majority leader, Kevin McCarthy from Bakersfield, has said, you know, over my dead body, that are you going to get any money?
But you know, every time Jerry Brown gives a speech, he brings up the bullet train, and he's just damn bound and determined he's going to build it.
Well, and that's how, you know, he wrangled that the 25% of the AB 32 or the cap and trade fees are going to go to the bullet train. Now, that's fine and dandy, and I don't know whether that's kosher or not, but the legislative office up in Sacramento, sort of a impartial body, has said that he questions the legality of that, in addition to which a number of the environmental groups are upset in that they feel that there's better uses of the money, you know, more bang for the buck. You can get rid of more greenhouse gases by using other things than the the bullet train to Sacramento.
We're talking with Jack Humphreyville. He writes the LA Watchdog column for citywatchla.com. Jack, what involvement does the city council have about this? I know you've been writing about their involvement. They're asking for updates and so on. How do they fit into this picture?
Well, that's how I came, how I found out about it is council members Labonge and Fuentes put in a motion to say they'd like the California High Speed Authority to come down to City Hall and update them on what's going on. But it seemed to be a very one-sided motion where, they were going to tell them about all the good things and they weren't going to tell them about any of the questions. And for the most part, I have not covered state issues or county issues for that matter. But when I saw this thing and saw this motion by Labonge, I just sort of scratched my head. It's been something that's been on my radar screen, given that it's going to cost $100 billion, and that means it's going to cost the people of California probably $6.5 billion a year for the next 30 years just to pay for the capital costs.
What are you hearing about the chance that the whole thing will just be really bogged down in litigation? We know the Sacramento judge said, the state has violated the funding plan rules. Of course, it's got to work its way up to the appellate ladder. Do people really expect that there's a realistic chance that the courts will somehow bring the whole thing to a grinding halt?
I would think, they're not living by the letter of the law. We voted to say that it was going to be 2 hours and 40 minutes, and they're probably coming in at 4 hours. The speeds at 2 hours and 40 minutes, that's an average speed of about 200 miles an hour. That means some is going to be faster, some is going to be slower. I think those speeds are higher than any other types of high speed rail in the entire world.
Well, we will keep watching. I still love that commercial where the guy acts as the crazy train, but I don't know if everybody agrees with it. Hey, thank you, Jack Humphreyville.
Nice meeting you.
Thanks. LA Watchdog column for CityWatchLA.com.